Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're going to meet the new chief chaplain at the Minneapolis VA and check in with the Minnesota chapter of the Paralyzed Veterans of America. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Sean Mankey.
In April, we celebrate Earth Day, honoring our commitment to environmental preservation with more than 13,000 service members and civilians working in 58 different communities across our great state. We have the potential to make a positive environmental impact. Just one example of our commitment is the 60-acre, 10-megawatt solar field at Camp Ripley, harnessing the power of the sun. This project produces enough energy to power all of Camp Ripley and earned Minnesota the Pentagon's top environmental award for natural resource conservation. The Camp Ripley Solar Project is just one of the many environmentally friendly efforts made by your Minnesota National Guard. Whether it's our renewable energy projects, wildlife management, or building new energy-efficient facilities, we're taking action to protect our shared environment, not just on Earth Day, but every day of the year. For more information, please visit minnesotanationalguard.ng.mil. That's minnesotanationalguard.ng.mil.
Thank you, General Mankey. For more information, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com. So I said at the beginning, we're going to visit today with the Paralyzed Veterans of America, the Minnesota chapter. In 1946, the Paralyzed Veterans of America was organized as a national organization dedicated to serving former members of the United States Armed Forces who have suffered catastrophic paralysis because of spinal cord injury or disease. And joining us now is Todd Kemery, who's been a member of that organization for a long time and working on a lot of legislative issues for the Minnesota chapter of the Paralyzed Veterans of America. Todd, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate you having me on today.
Todd, we're only 2 minutes into the show, but I think we've got to warn our audience. We've got a Marine in the studio today.
All right. Yes, indeedy.
And you're wearing your red and you're driving your car with your Marine Corps emblem and all that on it. So
absolutely,
we always know the Marines are here.
Absolutely. I'm a very proud Marine.
Todd, I got to ask you a quick question. The Adjutant General was talking about Camp Ripley. You and I have been up there a bunch of times. That's quite a facility, isn't it?
It is. It's huge. They have an air wing component up there as well as the live fire range. It's quite the place to be. I enjoy going to Camp Ripley. It brings back memories, even though it is an Army post.
Well, and a lot of people use it, including the State Patrol, and a lot of training up there, one of the best facilities in the country, and it's right here in Minnesota owned.
Absolutely. Great place to be at.
Todd, I want to ask you about the Minnesota chapter of the Paralyzed Veterans of America. I understand the Minnesota chapter has been around since, 1993?
That is correct.
And you got about 300 members?
So at any given time, anywhere from 340, 350. So we keep what's good about our organization, as small as it is, we're not declining. That can be a good thing or a bad thing, but as far as being able to have people that we can help, those numbers are increasing, and that's pretty much what our job is, help take care of our veterans.
And the Minnesota chapter has an office out at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center right near where the therapy room is.
Absolutely. In fact, right across the hallway is PT,
and that's
physical therapy.
That's pretty important for most of your members.
It is. There's a unique relationship between physical therapy and our office. Many times the therapist will come over and just mention that they have somebody that might be eligible and point them out, and then we find a way to talk to them when the opportunity is correct.
Todd, we're going to talk more about the Minnesota chapter of PVA in the second segment because you've got some events coming up and some other things, but today I want to talk about an event that happened last week. But before we even get to that, the PVA is part of an organization called the Commander's Task Force. Can you explain that to our listeners?
Sure. We are one of eight veteran service organizations that is congressionally chartered and part of what they call the Commander's Task Force. American Legion, VFW, Jewish War Veterans, Order of the Purple Heart, American Veterans or AMVETS, and Marine Corps League, as well as DAV. Are all part of the Commander's Task Force, and it is a legislative body where we work together for our veterans here in the state of Minnesota.
And CTF has monthly meetings, and the commanders of all those organizations get together along with some folks from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and try to lay out some legislative priorities each year, all pointing at one day, which is called Veterans Day on the Hill.
That's on the Hill Day, and that was yesterday. So we everything culminated, like what you just mentioned, Tom, to our pinnacle, and that was yesterday.
We're speaking with Todd Kemery from Minnesota Chapter of PVA on Minnesota Military Radio. Todd, this happens every year, and you combine the membership of all of those veteran service organizations, go up to the Capitol and represent all those members when we're talking to our elected officials. And I understand you set a record. You had a big day.
There was anywhere from, I don't know the exact numbers. I'm not sure if they've come in yet, but traditionally it's around 300, but they went above all of that, 500 to 600, I believe is going to be the final number. So it's great to see.
DAV's telling us was 800 veterans.
800. Well, there, that's an even newer number. So that's a great update. That just shows how much, you know, we can't, as far as us legislators that are doing the job up there, we need the help of our memberships. So when we have 800 people show up, that not only is that record-breaking, but that lets the legislators know that we're serious about what we want, and we need their help to get our initiatives passed.
And here's 800 votes in the rotunda, and they want to talk to you.
Yeah, at the very least, there's yes.
It's a big day. You brought them in the morning. They came in on buses. They came in on cars. Went over to the Cedar Street Armory, got a little coffee, donuts, lunch, and then strolled on up to the Capitol. They call it a march, but old veterans don't march very good, I don't think.
No, everybody was just diddy-bopping up the hill. So, but it's impressive to see. So it's all part of the process. It culminates meeting in the rotunda, and we raise the roof for that, from there.
How did it sound when you all said the Pledge of Allegiance together?
You know, that sends chills. That was just awesome.
And so you get them all in there in the rotunda, and all during that day, anybody that made an appointment, they could talk to their elected officials and say, please help us. We need to do these things.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't help but notice all us veterans wandering around and the rotunda itself, especially with 800 people. But part of the process is once we break from the rotunda, and even before, we're challenged with going to see our representatives and make sure that they were here, and we have a few things we'd like you to take care of for us.
And, of course, you've been a legislative director for the PVA, and you were the chair of the Commander's Task Force for a couple of years. So you've been up at the Capitol a lot working on these agendas every year, along with the legislative folks from the American Legion, VFW, DAV. But this is one day when we bring in as many veterans as we can. There's a big program there. Did the governor show up? Were there some other folks there?
Yep, the governor had his speech that he gave to us. Quite the orator, Governor Walz is. And of course, if you don't know, Governor Walz was a command sergeant major when he retired. So he has that... he has that bearing and quite direct and to the point. And so his speech was great.
The big issue, Todd, the last 2 years, we've separated veterans' issues from the normal omnibus issues, the political issues they fight over, and they had a separate veterans' omnibus bill 2 years ago and last year, and we're pushing for it this year. And those bills have passed almost unanimously because it's only veterans' issues.
Right. In the past, we had to deal with somebody wanting to try and piggyback something that was totally unrelated to veterans' issues. And we would fail. Some of our bills and initiatives failed because of that one attached initiative that was trying to piggyback through. So with the omnibus, we don't have to worry about that.
And, of course, with those omnibuses in the past, before 2 years ago, nobody ever knew it was going to be in those bills when they finally voted for them.
No.
And they could conveniently forget some things. But now it's isolated. It's veterans' issues. You're on record. You're voting for it, aren't you?
Right, absolutely. And we have a chance to hold their feet to the fire when we have something like that, meaning they, the legislators.
Well, it was a great day yesterday, and hopefully some of that will turn out in the final bills in this session. Todd, we've got to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about Veterans Day on the Hill, but then I'm going to focus on the Minnesota chapter of the Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Absolutely.
This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking with Todd Kemmery, who's part of the Minnesota chapter of the Paralyzed Veterans of America. And Todd, we were talking about, we had an incredible turnout. About 800 veterans went over to Vets Day on the Hill, got a chance to meet with some of their elected officials, push those priorities that the commander's task force had been working on, listen to the governor, and hopefully a lot of them met with their elected officials. But I know a couple of topics have been coming up every year. The governor's been really concerned about veteran suicide and veterans homelessness, and we made a lot of progress on those. But we got a way to go to get to what they call functional zero.
That's true, Tom. So there was a right off the bat, we there was an emphasis on the veteran suicide issue and also the veterans homelessness, which is tied together. One, if you take care of one, the other one will be soon eliminated with the other. So we're very close to having that veterans homelessness taken care of.
Getting it done, and it's a partnership between the governor, legislature, commander's task force, MACV, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Everybody's working on it. And, of course, once you get close to this functional zero, now we got to work on catching them before they hit the bottom. Catch them before they fall so they don't become homeless.
Right, absolutely. So, and that was part of the emphasis yesterday, that opens up the door once you're at functional zero to initiating programs and taking care of our veterans. Just don't stop at zero. Let's do the steps to keep them from falling back into a crack and taking care of our veterans with different programs.
And we got to keep after these things. So what would you have to say to our listeners about next year? There's going to be another Vets Day on the Hill.
Yep. You can count on it every spring. As long as the legislators are meeting up at St. Paul, there's going to be a Vets on the Hill Day to make sure that they understand that the needs here in Minnesota for our Minnesota veterans are many, and they need to do what's necessary to help take care of that.
Todd, I want to talk about the Minnesota chapter of PVA. We've had you on the radio off and on for a dozen years, and I've learned a lot of things, like the fact that your guys think they're normal, whether they're in a wheelchair or not, and you like to go hunting, you like to go target shooting, you like to go bowling, you like to do – you've got a lot of activities going on for your members.
Absolutely. Well, part of the being able to keep people from couch potatoes – you need to be involved with something. Got to stay active. So we have many different events and programs to help with choices on having people get off the couch and out in the real world.
And you're working with organizations like the DAV. Get them outside. Get them hunting. Get them fishing. Get them out doing normal kind of things so that you feel better about yourself.
Absolutely. You know, one of the biggest things, especially for hunting, we mentioned Camp Ripley before. There's a wonderful program up there, Disabled Veterans Hunt. They also have the turkey hunt that's up there, and we get to stay at Camp Ripley when we do the trolling for troops, which is a fine fishing event. So.
Seeing pictures of that machine, they got a wheelchair on tracks, and you can go out hunting and do some things. That's got to be kind of fun, isn't it?
I actually have one, Tom, and you're absolutely right. It enables for us that when you use that piece of equipment, that mobility device, a tracked vehicle, so to speak, that you can do some really incredible four wheeling.
And you got to behave when you're in that thing.
Yeah, you can't just go crazy on that.
Don't go marine on it.
Right.
We're speaking with Todd Kemmery from the Minnesota chapter of PVA of America on Minnesota Military Radio. Todd, you got some events coming up. I understand there's on May 5th, there's a Walk MS Twin Cities.
That is correct, Tom. Our multiple sclerosis. You know, that's the part of the disease veterans and also we partnership with civilian non-veteran organizations, and one of those partnerships is the Walk Multiple Sclerosis. It'll be at the Twin Cities Sunday, May 5th, and we encourage people to come out not only to volunteer but to walk with us, and you can find more information on mnpva.org. /walkms.
And I understand you've got something come up with the Boy Scouts of America as well.
So in cooperation and collaborative, I guess would be a better word, with the Rec Therapy Department at the Spinal Cord Injury Center there in Minneapolis, we have programs, activities that not only for the inpatient but for our chapter members, and we do those sorts of things over at base camp. So it can go as air pistol, air rifle, bocce, a whole list of different activities that we do twice monthly.
Sounds like another fun event and an excuse for some of your members to get out there and get after it.
Absolutely. That's the whole focus on that, Tom.
And Todd, I understand you, the PVA, in the partnership with the Department of Veterans Affairs, and have a little event down in the Big Easy?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm going to be an athlete this year. COVID stopped me from participating the last 2 years. But this year, there are 17 different events and over 600 wheelchair athletes, all veterans, will be participating in New Orleans.
And what event are you going to participate in?
So I've got three track and field events, discus, javelin, and something that's called the you throw a bowling pin. As a quadriplegic, we had to modify the shot put. So, and then there's hand cycling, and there's some swimming events that I'm part of.
Very good. There's no pub events there, though, is there?
That's later.
Oh, that's later. Okay. Well, that's a great event coming up from July 25th to the 30th in New Orleans. And then the 44th National Veterans Wheelchair Games are going to be held in Minnesota next year.
That is correct. We put our bid in a couple of years ago, and the VA and PVA National, they said, you know, it's time for us to go back up to Minneapolis, and so we get to host that next summer.
So are you building a team for that?
We hope to have even more so. At any given time when we put our team together, it can be anywhere from 20, 25. But we're looking for maybe 30, 35, 40 participants. We're in our own backyard, so we'll see about getting our homegrown team together even larger than what it is.
So what are you looking for help? Do you need some volunteers? Some money? Do you need some, what do you call them, able-bodied guys?
Yeah, we need ABs to be our volunteers. We can't do anything unless we have a good quality of volunteers. And when the games come to town, there's at least 2,500 volunteers that are needed.
So if our listeners are interested in helping with the 44th National Veterans Wheelchair Games in Minnesota next year, how do they get a hold of you?
MNPVA.org, and our website there'll be a click on to the games, or you can call us at 612-467-2263. And have a discussion about the needs that for volunteers and if you want to participate in that.
I want to follow up on that. During the COVID, your office out at the VA Medical Center was closed, but you're back open now?
We are for the past almost 8-9 months now. So
regular office hours?
Yes. One of the things that we're happy to be back doing is being able to be a peer mentor to our inpatients and doing events with them.
So as I'm out there getting my medical care at the VA, if I've got a little time before I come home, I can wander back there and say, hey, how can I help you next year for the 44th National Veterans Wheelchair Chair Games?
You will be welcomed with open arms, Tom. In fact, I'll chase away security so they don't throw you out of there.
Well, that's nice of you, Maureen. Thank you very much. We just got a few seconds left. Any final thoughts for our listeners on the Minnesota chapter of the PVA?
No, I think if you go to the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and the DAV, Disabled American Veterans website, I think right now getting hold of our legislators and helping voice to them the need for them to vote for our veterans issues.
Very good, sir. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to come down here and get back in the studio. I'm glad you could still find it. And I look forward to our next visit. So thanks for joining us today, Todd.
Thank you, Tom. It's been a very good pleasure on my part.
Todd Kemery from the Paralyzed Veterans of Minnesota, Minnesota chapter on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we're going to meet the new chief chaplain at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. But first, It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Brad Lindsay.
Join us in a few weeks for the annual Veterans Career Fair on Wednesday, May 1st from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Heritage Center of Brooklyn Center. Veterans, current service members, military spouses, and Gold Star families are invited to attend the 18th annual Veterans Career Fair. If you or someone you know is looking for a job or interested in exploring new careers or educational opportunities, come to the largest Veterans Career Fair in the Midwest. More than 100 of Minnesota's best employers with current job openings will be there and anxious to talk to you. All in one place. This free event is organized and hosted by the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Visit MinnesotaVeteran.org for more information.
Thank you, Commissioner Lindsay. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining him now is a very, very special guest who she and I go back many years and was with us when we started this radio show in 2010 and even before that. And that is Melanie Nelson, who is now the public affairs officer at the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. But when I met you, Melanie, you were an NCO in the Minnesota National Guard quite a few years ago.
I was, Tom. Yep.
good to have you back in the studio.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be here.
Those original days, I think we were recording some 30-second public service announcements about how you can help guardsmen and women and do those things. And then we got over to another station and did a little more. And then in 2010, here we are doing the Minnesota Military Radio show number 729. Along the way, you got commissioned as an officer, retired as a major, and now you're probably in the position that you've been training for your whole life, public affairs officer out at the Minneapolis VA, taking care of our veterans.
You got it, Tom. It is a treat to be there every day. It's amazing what happens within those walls of the medical center and the community outpatient clinics.
And you had a chance to have a great career and get all the way up to major before you retired. Congratulations.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, Melanie, today we want to talk about another member of your crew out at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. And it's a portion of out there that I really appreciate. It's the Chaplains Corps at the Minneapolis VA. There's a nice little chapel there that maybe people aren't aware of. And there's quite a few people that work pulled together to provide spiritual services for our patients and everybody that attends the Minneapolis VA. Would you like to introduce him?
I would love to introduce him. I brought with me today Chaplain Daniel Young. Tom, he attended college in Illinois before beginning his studies in ordination at the Hebrew Union College, first in Jerusalem and then in Los Angeles. He was ordained in 2004 and served a congregation in Pittsburgh before moving to Miami in 2008. And in Miami, in 2017, he started working for the VA, the Veterans Health Administration. And in 2023, just last year, he came to us. He is our chief chaplain at the Minneapolis VA, and we couldn't be more happy about that.
Chaplain Young, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, and glad you joined us at the Minneapolis VA.
Thanks for having me, Tom. It's good to be here.
I got to ask you the big question. I've grown up in Minnesota, spent my whole life up here. I like winters, but you were down in Miami. How come you wanted to come up to Minnesota, Chaplain?
Well, you know, they say summer is the best time to be outside, but it is not in Miami. And the summers there are getting longer and buggier. And I was telling people before we started the kinds of things that we used to fish out of our pool down there, 6-foot-long iguanas. It is not the paradise that we were looking for. And we just wanted somewhere else to raise our kids, somewhere that felt a little bit more like home. My wife's from the Midwest, and you know, we grew up with winter and felt that our kids should experience it too. And they took to it, even though this wasn't the harshest of winters.
There are trade-offs in life, aren't there, Chaplain?
There are.
Well, welcome to Minnesota and welcome to the Minneapolis VA. You are now the chief chaplain of the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. And I'm reading here, among your priorities are advocating for spiritual health and well-being as a key dimension of a person's overall health, broadening of the scope of chaplaincy to include religious life and practice, spirituality, questions of meaning and purpose and direction. That's a big to-do list, Chaplain.
Indeed it is, but it's important. We recognize that people's experience and interaction and understanding of that which is beyond them is diverse and varied. And some people resonate to a particular denomination, and some people don't interact with organized religion at all. And we want to find a place that everybody can wrestle with those big questions and know that they'll be heard fairly. And so we talk about religion, and we support people who are religious, and we support people who are spiritual but not religious, and we support people who are just asking the questions, and really hope to offer them a home to sit and wrestle with those big topics that tend to crop up when you're encountering the health system.
Chaplain, when we have we quite often have the Minnesota National Guard chaplains on the show. And one of the things that's important to discuss about that, as opposed to a pastor down the street, is within the military or within the patients out at the Minneapolis VA, you've got to help people from all different faiths. And how do you accomplish that? How do you? I know you've got a group of people there to help you, but if you get a Catholic walks in, or you get somebody walks in and they're of a different faith and they have some issues, it's a little more challenging, isn't it?
Well, it is, but you start to recognize that there's a lot more that we have in common than divides us. And so we struggle with the same questions. Our faith might lead us to answer them in slightly different ways. But by and large, when we get into it, we discover what's important to the veteran, and we discover what animates them, what frustrates them, what scares them. And we all have the tools to help people respond to that. They may not be the same as if you were to go to your local pastor or your local priest. You might get a different take on it. But I think that a lot of people who came through the military are used to being served by a chaplain who's of a different faith than their own. Or at least some of them do, and that we carry that on. And we are here to support them where they are, not to convince them that our denomination is right. But we're here to listen. And if somebody needs something that we can't provide in that encounter, then we refer and we make sure we get them the help that they need.
You know, and chaplain, my personal experience is when I've talked to military chaplains or chaplains out at the VA, the topic of what's your particular faith never comes up. What comes up is, here's my question, here's what I need some help in, and it's always been a pleasant experience. I'm reading from my prep papers here again. It says the primary role of VA chaplains is, number one, listen and support, mm-hmm. number two, to help with decisions, and number three, to help with healthcare communication. That last one intrigues me. Are you an interpreter for the doctors and for the Lord, or what's going on there, chaplain?
Well, one of the benefits of being a chaplain is that we can spend as much time with a patient as they need, or with somebody who comes into our office as they need. We can really invest the time rather than a doctor who's got a patient quota that they need to see during the day or anything of the sort, or who's got a list of people waiting for them. We can take the time and really invest and get to the questions of what's really important in this healthcare journey. And when we get those things that come up, we can advocate for them. So one of our roles is to be an advocate for patients as they express things to us so that we can make sure that those get heard and considered as part of the totality of the medical healthcare experience that they're having.
So they may, because you have the time available, the patients may tell you some things that they didn't have enough time to tell the doctor or the nurse or somebody else. And my guess is if you're out there and you're undergoing some severe medical procedures, you get tired. And if your body's tired and you're tired and your mind's tired, it's a little harder to function.
Well, for sure that's the case. And sometimes it's not an issue of time. Sometimes it's an issue of getting into that spiritual headspace, getting into those big questions of what matters and the meaning and purpose of this journey that we call life, or this moment in time that really opens them up to this idea that that there are things that matter to them that we want to make sure that they reckon with and struggle with and come to own, but also that gets transmitted to their healthcare team.
Chaplain, I would guess that as you proceed through life and your maladies take their toll, every time you go through a new level, you got to deal with a new normal. What can I do? What am I capable of doing? And how do I put my faith in my mind so that I can move to the next level? Get through it.
Right. There's a constant reordering. And so applying faith into new situations. I think we do that kind of naturally. That's the same reason that we keep going back to church or synagogue or wherever we go, or engaging with community in new ways, because you know the word doesn't change, the scripture doesn't change, but we do, and so we interact with it differently. And so we need different things from our faith at different spots along our life journey.
Chaplain, I've sometimes thought on the way into your chapel and to see a service there, I come walking in and I'm going, chaplain, fill me up. I'm low on help. Help me get through this and let me get back out with energy and get to the next thing.
And we hope we've given you a little dose of that every time you come see us.
Every time, Chaplain. We have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about more about the services provided by the Chaplain Corps at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're in the studio right now. We have Melanie Nelson, who's the Public Affairs Officer for the Minneapolis VA healthcare system. And we have Chaplain Daniel Young, who is the newer Chief Chaplain at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. And Chaplain, I hope all of those patients that go out to the Minneapolis VA Medical Center are aware that there's a chapel there and there's a chaplain. You're the Chief Chaplain. How many people work with you in the chaplain's office?
We've got a staff of 8.5 chaplains, and so we have a whole chaplain, but he's half-time with us. And so we have a group of people who work to serve the spiritual needs of the whole hospital community and even outside the walls of the hospital.
Okay, so you've got a pretty good crew to cover 24/7 basically over there.
We do.
And I know we've talked about this with Director Kelly on the air before, that I have to go out there occasionally and give some blood, and I like to schedule that so that I can hop in there and catch a little mass. And I know you're doing fewer masses than you did before because of the change in the background of the chaplains, but you have services going on all day long that are available to walk-in patients that are there, and you provide those services via TV, I think, to your patients?
We do. It's all services and experiences that we have in the chapel are simulcast into the room, so you can catch them on Channel 5 in the hospital rooms. But we have a Catholic Mass 5 times a week, and we have them on Sunday, Monday. Tuesday 1 is early. That's at 7:30 in the morning, and Wednesday and Friday. And then we have a Protestant service, an interdenominational Christian service that's on Sundays and Wednesdays. So those are the worship opportunities that we have. And one of the reasons that we scaled back a little bit on the worship was to enable the chaplains to have more one-on-one encounters with people, recognizing that everybody's kind of going through this a little bit differently. And a lot of bedside prayer, a lot of hallway prayer, a lot of opportunities to meet people and listen to them in the moment and respond with whatever's meaningful to them at that time.
So when the patients come out to the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, they come in through the main entrance, come into the flag atrium, and right there on the right, there's a beautiful chapel. And a little bit further down is the office. And if you wanted to stop in and see a chaplain, I would assume that's where you'd go.
That's where you'd go. So you have to make the choice when you come in whether you're going to go get a hot dog or come see the chaplains, and we hope you come see us.
Or go get a shot or something else in the building that wouldn't be as fun as talking to the chaplains. So if someone wants to reach a chaplain to talk about an issue, to talk about something, how do they go? Do they make appointments? Do they just stop in? Do they grab you when you're walking around the hallway like a doctor?
All the above. We do get walk-ins. We do get people who see chaplain on the tag and stop us in the hallways. But we are also available by appointment to meet in person or to meet over the phone or over the computer. People can access us using secure messaging, which is new in the last few months. So if you have a My Healthy Vet account, if you're registered with the VA, you can send a message to chaplains right from your computer or your phone, and you can give us a call, 612-467-2027, and you can email our whole distribution group, which is VHAMINCHAPLAINCY, CHAPLAINCY, at VA.gov.
And if any of our listeners missed that, just go to the Minneapolis VA healthcare system, get into their website, you can find a link, and if you're using My Health eVet, that's a great way to send notices or notes, inquiries, and you'll follow up on those and take care of those folks.
Indeed we do.
Now, you've been there since 2023, about a year?
March of 2023.
Have you discovered anything as the demographics of who you're helping, has any of that changed? Are you finding, you know, I understand from Director Kelly there's over 100,000 patients eligible to get care at the Minneapolis VA. I would guess a lot of them don't even know the chapel's there.
That's probably true. And we find that there's a kind of mirroring society. There's an increase in the number of people who identify as spiritual but not religious, or don't have any particular religious affiliation to speak of. That mirrors society. But we also noticed that there were some groups within the population that we knew we were serving that we were missing. And so we've done some efforts to reach out to them. We had something, a big program this year for Ramadan, which was actually rather small. As people were fasting, we gave them the opportunity to come to the chapel and pick up some dates and some water as they were concluding their fast. And we did some ways for people to engage with the December holidays that were different than what we had offered in the past, which was a Christmas service. And so we had we did have a Christmas concert this year, but we also had a concert that played winter holiday music. And we had an opportunity for people who, for whom the holidays aren't as happy, to come and spend a few minutes in the chapel and sit in that space and recognize that that's a valid experience too. The holidays don't necessarily hit the same way for everybody, even if you believe. Sometimes you think about the people who aren't around the table who were there last year, and you need a little space to absorb that and to process that.
So for all our listeners, especially those that are eligible to get their health care at the Minneapolis VA, when you're scheduling your appointments for whatever it is out there, remember the chaplain service is out there, and schedule around that. Send a note to the chaplain, stop in, talk to him. While you're taking care of your body, you can take care of your mind and your spirituality. And Chaplain, I want to thank you for taking the time to come see us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom.
Melanie, I'm coming back to you. Director Kelly's busy today.
So
we're talking to the public affairs officer from the Minneapolis VA healthcare system. Did you have a good time at Veterans Day on the Hill?
Oh, Tom, it was something. Todd said earlier he wasn't sure if it was 500, 600, and DVA said 800. It was a lot of people, and it was really exciting to see veterans that I've served with, just veterans from all generations. It was a great moment and an inspiring event.
And Melanie, every time you bring a guest here, I learn some more things about the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. It's a wonderful place, but I understand you were able to take some patients on an event in Colorado.
Well, I wish it would have been me, Tom. It wasn't me. But it was our recreation therapy team. We have a group of our disabled veterans and patients that just like Todd was talking about the wheelchair games, they're going to come in a year. There was a disabled veterans winter sports clinic in Colorado, a town called Snowmass, which I think is just a great town. And they had their 39th annual National Disabled Veterans Winter Clinic just earlier this month. And our Minneapolis hospital sent over a dozen. We sent 13 athletes to the event. And it was just inspiring. Each one of their stories and their experiences was just so fun to see.
What a great opportunity. And to have those special events come up. And, of course, you're involved in all the events now, so they're keeping you pretty busy out there.
They are, Tom. Yep.
Melanie, we just got a couple of minutes left, and I want to go off script here for a second. All of the veterans organizations have offices out at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. Todd was talking about his office over by the therapy thing. And I know that it's a wonderful partnership between those veteran service organizations and the Minneapolis VA. And you work together pretty closely.
We do. As a matter of fact, we were arm in arm with the American Legion yesterday at the Veterans Day on the Hill event. The National Commander was there he's a Wisconsinite himself, but he was there visiting, and so it was so great to spend time with them. We do a lot of work together supporting our veterans at every corner.
And he mentioned the governor's priorities are suicide prevention and homeless prevention for our veterans.
Yeah.
I know Director Kelly's told us for years we're arm in arm on all of those issues and trying to do the best we can to pull together all of those partners to reach our goals.
Right. Suicide prevention is a huge priority of the VA, just a huge prevention. We do a lot of outreach on that event. And, of course, homelessness. We have our community resource center in Minneapolis their number one mission is to take care of our homeless. And, we work arm in arm with MACV and Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and we're all together on this fight to get to functional zero, Tom.
And for our listeners, we've just got a few seconds left, Melanie. If your veteran has had a change, if they're thinking about suicide, get on the phone, get a hold of the Minneapolis VA. You have people there that know how to help them with that issue so we can move past it and get on with their life?
We do, Tom. And first, of course, if it's an urgent situation, 988 and press 1 is the best. 988 was the new text line that came out, oh boy, over a year ago now. And if you press 1, you get right to a veteran line. Specifically, they'll take care of you where you are at. But yes, our resources are deep and wide and pretty darn amazing for mental health care at the Minneapolis VA.
Melita, great to see you in the studio today, and thanks for bringing Chaplain Young with you.
Thanks, Tom.
That was Melanie Nelson and Chaplain Daniel Young from the Minneapolis VA Medical Center on Minnesota Military Radio. We have one mention today. The Minneapolis Veterans Home is looking to grow its employee team with individuals committed to serving those who have served. Stop by the home's career fair on Thursday, April 25th, anytime between noon and 5 p.m. Meet with leaders and make sure to bring your updated resume. We're looking to fill nursing, nursing assistant, skilled trades, and other positions. On-site interviews will be available for nurse and CNA openings. You can love where you work. Learn more today at minnesotaveteran.org/careers and search events. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Chaplain Daniel Young from Minneapolis VA, Todd Kemery from Paralyzed Veterans of Minnesota, Melanie Nelson, the Public Affairs Officer from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System, Commissioner Brad Lindsay from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. Please join us next week as we talk about our Minnesota veterans' homes and the latest honor flight with Jerry Kaiser. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at minnesotamilitaryradio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.